Just after 4 o'clock, August 14, 2003, power plants began shutting down from New York to Toronto to Detroit, stopping at Wisconsin's border. That area was home to about 50 million people, many who were without power that night and the next day. One of the first suspected causes was the 345 kilovolt line that failed, triggering the rolling blackout. That's a scenario that could be created by the Arrowhead Weston line being built between Wausau and Duluth now, according to Citizens Utility Board Director Charles Higley. In a letter to the Public Service Commission, Higley says American Transmission Company is using flawed designs and undersized line capacity on the 345 kilovolt line.
And that it won't work properly, especially in emergency conditions. For example, if another major transmission line goes out of service, Arrowhead line may not work properly, and it could actually contribute to other problems, and it could lead to a region-wide blackouts.
Higley contends the line capacity needs to exceed 345 kilovolts because of added energy surge if one of the other major lines connecting Wisconsin goes down. ATC's Mark Williamson doesn't see it that way. He says they meet all the specs, and the technical data used by CUB is itself flawed.
Actually ironic that he raises these issues, because the threats that he sees are the ones that we face now, and the line is actually designed to reduce the threat of widespread blackout in the event of the loss of the line between Wisconsin and Minnesota.
A Public Service Commission spokeswoman says that they'll analyze Cubs' allegations closely, but they're confident the power line is not flawed since its plans had been reviewed twice by the PSC. A decision on pursuing an investigation will be considered by the PSC staff. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.